All right, so you can hear the sound of Elvis. It's an Elvis impersonator at Old Town Kissimmee on a Wednesday night. And here I am with the lady who's been advertising on the show. You may have heard her commercial. She's Anna the Psychic. Hello, Anna.
Hello. How is everyone tonight?
We're doing all right. It's a Wednesday night at Old Town, and it's pretty busy down here. When did you first know you were a psychic?
Oh, I would say probably around 6 years old.
Really? Can you remember
quite a long time ago.
Can you remember what it was that you picked up on?
Yes. Actually, I predicted my grandfather's death before it happened.
Really?
And told my grandmother about it, yes.
Right, okay. So from that moment on, you noticed little things and thought, hey, I was right. Did you, after doing that, did you keep it to yourself for a while, or did you just keep predicting things?
Oh, I kept it to myself for quite a while. Couldn't figure out what was the issue, or felt like something was wrong.
Okay, and when did you start doing it professionally?
Probably started around 16 or 17, something around then.
And you've been doing it ever since?
Absolutely, yes.
About 4 years then, because you're 21.
Oh, yes, I wish. Absolutely.
Is Old Town a good place to do it? Is it something the tourists love, or do you get locals coming in?
Yes, we've had tourists here for at least 24 years. And repeated customers from all over the world. Absolutely.
And what do you do? Do you do tarot cards? Do you do palms? Do you do it all? Do you do the crystal ball? Or do you say, no, if you come to me, I only do the crystal ball?
No. We do all different New Age arts in readings, such as palm readings, tarot cards, psychic readings. We also do astrology charts, numerology charts, birth charts, and also counseling sessions, which seems to be the thing this year.
Right, because people are worried about the economy, want to know where to spend their money, they're worried about their job, so they come to you for a little bit of counseling.
Absolutely, yes.
What's on the birth chart then? If I came to you for a birth chart and told you my birthday was the 19th of February, 1962, do you take it from there?
Yes, it goes by your birth time, birthplace, and birth date.
Okay.
And then it takes about 10 or 15 days to do.
All right, and then I can look at my past and you kind of can predict some of the future, is that what you'd say?
Absolutely, yes.
Right, okay. What's your favorite thing?
I would say tarot, because you can play with that a little bit more. You can go more in depth with it. That would be my favorite reading to do.
Okay, and if a psychic saw bad news for someone, would they not tell them? Would they warn them? Or what do you do?
Well, if the client wants to know everything, then yes, we would tell them in depth.
And have you ever had to deliver someone some really bad news?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, right, okay. And do they want their money back?
No. They usually take it as it comes.
And what about the crystal ball? You've got a crystal ball here with some water under it. So the ball is on a stand.
Yes.
And the ball is probably 4 inches in diameter. When you look at a crystal ball, what is it you see?
Actually, I use my crystal ball for energy. It bounces off negative energy and brings in positive energy.
And when people walk in, can you tell straight away whether they're a negative person or a positive person?
Usually, yes. Usually right off, I would say.
And do you think people can create their own breaks through attitude and their own luck through attitude?
To some degree, yes. Can they change their future? Absolutely.
Yeah, so by maybe taking some advice from you, because you can... And what about... So some people come in and you can see it all, and you can see their family, their friends, or their relations, where they went wrong, where they're heading. And are other people tougher nuts to crack?
Yes, they are. That just depends if they have walls up and you can't get into them, then there's some people that just cannot be read.
Do you say, for goodness sake, I just can't get through?
Absolutely. I'm straight up and tell them the way it is. Absolutely.
Okay, can you think of your favorite reading you've done over there? And I know you've done loads. As Elvis cranks out Blue Christmas in the background, can you just very quickly give me your favorite one in a couple of words?
Favorite reading that I have done? Yes, actually, it was a lady from the UK, and she was very worried about her daughter because she was trying to conceive for about 4 years. And I told her this year she will become pregnant, and actually, she came back the next year and told me that she had twins.
Whoa. Anna the Psychic, we'll be back with you soon. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Over to Elvis.